If you ask most people here in Britain, they will say it's politicians like Tony Blair who are solely to blame for what went wrong in Iraq and Afghanistan. But a just-released report by conservative think tank Chatham House says military officers, civil servants, even the media are just as responsible for what they call an incoherent, inconsistent, and opaque strategy. The report focuses on the dysfunctional relationship between politicians and the military and questions who was really in charge. It says it was politicians who were worried about the close ties between the military and the media in battles fought just as much in Fleet Street as in Afghanistan and Iraq.
At almost every level, this is a failed organisation, the British state. Was deeply, deeply exposed by the whole Iraq operation. Having said that, I also think there's a danger this could be used to kind of whitewash the role of the politicians. We shouldn't allow this to be used to let the politicians off. They're the ones, I would say, primarily the people with blood on their hands.
In Syria.
Going to war has become harder since Iraq, as Parliament's rejection of military intervention in Syria highlighted.
This isn't because of the media, it isn't because of the civil servants, it isn't because of the intelligence people, it isn't because of the politicians. Primarily, it's because of the public. That's the key here. It's not about an improved level of understanding inside the establishment. What it's about is it's about the protests and public opinion has blocked further wars, and that's a very important development.
Nargis Mobelleghi, Press TV, London.